Okay. It's called a Monday, October 15th, 2012, Planning Commission meeting to order. Mr. Atch, if you'd like to establish a quorum, please.
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill. It's not here. Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Treese.
Here.
Sean Pingleton.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Ronnie Melton.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay. Would you like to explain the meeting procedures, please?
Okay. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing requests, to allow for new concept requests, which will be presented at next month's public hearing, and also to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on each of the previous week's public hearing requests. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Commission. There are no sign-in sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. If you are aggrieved by the decision of this commission, you may appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the planning office. Concept requests will be heard following the final votes. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or your project name will be called. At that time, you will be asked to come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. First thing on our agenda tonight is our September 2012 minutes. The Commission has had an opportunity to take a look at those. If not, I'll give you a minute or two to take a look at them real quick, and then I would entertain a motion.
Make a motion to be accepted.
I'll second.
Motion and a second to accept the minutes as presented. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, minutes have passed. We've got three final votes tonight, and I think there's a representative here from everybody. I see everybody here, so that's good. First one up tonight is the McSpadden Nightly Rental.
Okay, and the summary on that, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Taney County Health Department, the Assessor's Office, and the Missouri Department of Revenue, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fourth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Fifth, a privacy fence shall be provided upon the northwestern and southwestern property boundaries between the property in question and the adjacent single-family residences. Sixth, this residence shall accommodate or sleep no more than 10 persons per night. And seven, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, and as a reminder to the Commission and for information for folks who are out there, this summary is a recommendation by staff to the Commission if we were to approve, and you'll see that on all the summaries tonight, is as a commission, we may change some of those, add to them, subtract some, or whatever we so choose, but that's a recommendation from the staff. So that's where we are on this one. I would entertain a motion if anybody would be so moved. A little shy tonight, are we?
I have a question.
Okay.
Was this I know two or three of the ones we had are special use. Is this a special use?
Yes.
This is special
yes.
use.
Yeah.
And I asked the question last week, I think it was in our new business or our old business afterwards, that all of these are special use at this time. That's how we're submitting them all. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I think everybody may have been gone when we were asking that. But. Okay. Once we get a motion, we can certainly discuss, but I need a motion.
I would like to ask him a question.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine if you want to come on up. And just provide us your name there. And
I'm Gary McSpadden.
Okay, Gary McSpadden.
Are you buying this house just to rent not weekly or daily? Or
no, we've owned this house for a long time. And we've done this for a few years on this house now.
If I remember right, there's been a couple in that block,
yes,
that have been like that. And we had one come in, I believe it was the same night we had the hearing for the Big Cedar event. Is that right? Does that seem right?
Yeah.
Anybody remember that?
Yeah, I think that's
and
correct.
We have one come in. And which one is it there, Bob?
And here's the other residence is located here.
That they were renting it out kind of like Mr. McSpadden was and found out that, you know, they weren't in compliance, so they came in. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where you are now. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You're saying, okay, I'm not in compliance, so I need to come in. And the decision on the one catty-corner to that one was?
And that application was approved.
Okay, so there's one in that block that's approved for nightly rental. There may be some others that are doing it that aren't, you know, that haven't came to us yet. But
I would say also that through the years we have given this house to ministries, missionaries, pastors, on a number of occasions to come for R&R, but to make the house work for any other purpose,
right,
including that, it'd have to be rented some.
Yeah, which from a zoning standpoint still is nightly rental to us.
Sure.
So it's a great thing that you do that,
sure,
but it still is nightly rental as far as we're concerned, so regardless of the price. But.
Well, since there was no outcry from the public at the last meeting about this deal, and since we have approved one of them in that subdivision, and it doesn't seem to conflict with what's going on with the rest of the neighbors, I would make a motion that we approve it.
Approve it as presented?
As presented.
Okay. I have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. Any discussion?
Can we go over the septic system, or was there any issue with it?
And on this one, it was basically sized for a three-bedroom house, and they're renting it as a three-bedroom house. So
it's okay.
Okay.
And you saw no visible problems.
And we haven't observed any visible problems or anything.
We've seen so many of these lately that I get a little confused about which one. But the privacy fence on this one, I think, as we explained, mm-hmm, anything that would go has to either be privacy or landscaping, and there's not enough for 25 foot of landscaping.
Yeah, right,
so the northwestern and the southwestern.
And you did say that I could appeal that for the vegetation. That
you can. Yeah, you could. You certainly have the opportunity to go to the board of adjustment and ask them to. We just can't go outside of our code.
I understood.
So yeah, but so that's how we would have it, and then you do have the opportunity to do that. Any other questions, comments, discussion? Okay, hearing none, I call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you.
Do I need to do anything else here?
I do get with that office and they'll walk you through everything. Okay, thank you. Okay, next up, Holcomb Gunsmithing. I think Mr. Holcomb's here. I see him back there.
Okay, and the summary on this is if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Third, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, no on-site customer or client target practice shall be allowed. The firearms utilized in conjunction with the gunsmithing home occupation She'll only be fired by the applicant, ensuring that they are in working operation. And fifth, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay. And this is also a special use request?
Yes, this is looked upon as a special use permit also.
Okay. And Mr. Holcomb, you understand that if you were to sell the home or whatever, that it doesn't convey to the next person, that goes away at that point?
It looks to me like this is something that is just basically bringing him in compliance.
Yeah.
To meet his federal firearms, there's no change of anything or there's not anything, so I would move to approve this budget.
Okay, we have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Any questions for the applicant? Okay, hearing none, I call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you. Michael Schmitz, Nightly Rental. And they're both here. I see them.
Okay, and in summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Taney County Health Department, the County Assessor's Office, and the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources regarding the well, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fourth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Fifth, an on-site wastewater system shall be designed and constructed, ensuring capacity for the six-bedroom home and or the maximum number of persons that will be accommodated via nightly rental, whichever is greater. This upgraded on-site wastewater system shall be permitted via the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and or the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Sixth, the 25-foot wide natural vegetative buffer shall continue to be preserved along the northern property boundary between the property in question and the adjacent single-family residence. Seventh, this residence shall accommodate or sleep no more than 20 persons per night. And eighth, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay. And again, the summary is a suggestion of staff, and if it is approved, we can accept it as it is or make any changes and that type of stuff. And I actually have a question for Bob. Number seven, the residence shall accommodate sleep no more than 20 persons per night. And I know that we're looking at a six-bedroom home. Where did you arrive at the 20?
And I'll be completely honest, I mean, the 20.
That's
what it was advertised at.
Left it like you did one?
Exactly. I just okay. kind of left it as it was advertised, basically. But
okay. That's what I thought. I just didn't want to assume. Okay.
You want me to say something? I've got a lot of questions.
You have questions for the applicant? Or discussion between commission. Well, then why don't we try to get a motion on the table and then we'll discuss.
And the applicant.
Okay.
I want to talk.
All right, let's start there. So the applicant and the representative are available for questions. If you guys want to come on up, that would be great. Ronnie, why don't you go ahead and start then?
Well, can you show us a picture of that again, Bob?
Uh-huh. And I didn't know which...
Can you show us the driveway?
Okay.
I think that was okay. On video, wasn't it? Did you have anything on?
Oh, yeah, we do have a video of it coming in. We've got photos, too.
We don't have a close-up picture of the driveway on the screen.
We seen a picture of it tonight.
On the video.
That was a video.
And I don't feel like he can park all the cars there. Basically have 20 people in it.
So what is your question for the applicant?
I don't know what he is planning on for parking.
Okay.
We've made the parking area bigger than when we bought the house, and I've also concreted the top section of it, and we haven't had any problems or complaints from our guests.
Well, we had a complaint the other night that said they were parking in the road.
That was when we first started, and now I have it in our rental agreement that they can't park on the road, and I also have it concreted at the top so it's much easier to get in and out.
So, if I understand what you're saying right, I just want to make sure, since that event, you have made improvements to the driveway.
Yeah, but that's not made any more room to the driveway. You just concrete.
We built out that section by the house there. It used to be a lot smaller.
How many vehicles do you think you can... I'm just trying to make sure I get the question asked that you're wanting to ask here. Is how many vehicles do you think you can park on off of the road right-of-way on your private property today as it is?
You could definitely get 5 or 6 vehicles in there.
Five. Let's say five. What is the minimum that he has to have per our code? I mean, that's really what we need to go by.
Yeah, let's see. Per our code, really, it honestly just requires 3.5 spaces.
Can he get five?
I would say likely he could get the five.
I've been by there, and I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so because it's really just requiring 1.5 spaces for a two-bedroom house and then 1/2 space for each additional bedroom.
Now, that may, you know, you may be thinking with 20 people and that may be more than five vehicles.
Two to a car.
Yeah. So, again, on number 7, the accommodations... The commission, if it's approved, is more than welcome to limit that number to something less than or more than, if you so choose to do so, if you choose to approve it. That's just suggestions of the staff, correct?
Okay. Exactly.
Could I say something?
Yes.
Most of the people that come from out of state in a carpool, we rarely ever have only 2 people in a car come.
Okay.
And it's usually a van or a SUV with a family in it.
Yeah, okay. That's something we may take into consideration when we do that. That'll be up to the commission on as far as numbers if they choose to make a change there. More questions for the applicant?
Yeah, it brought up about the trash and ravines and stuff that had been thrown out. So, did you see any trash in the ravines?
No. Before, a couple years ago, I had trash cans at the top of the driveway, like, everybody in the subdivision leaves their trash cans at the end of the driveway. There were raccoons getting in it and pulling it down the hill. I built a container, a wooden container to hold the trash cans in and got bungees on the lids to keep the raccoons out. Since then, it's been much better.
That's just to the west of the driveway, I think. I drove through there. I don't remember
right,
whatever direction.
Right, the track before the
okay.
driveway.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And you been renting it out to the sea store. To stop renting it, or to...
I did the one time, yes.
Do not sense?
No.
And what about the 20 motorcycles?
I do not know anything about the 20 motorcycles.
You didn't rent the 20 motorcycles?
No.
And was the, when the house was built, 3-bedroom, was a... Have you got the bedroom downstairs since then?
There were 4 bedrooms in the house when I bought it, and we added 2. It was finished. We just added the walls and stuff to make it a bedroom. It was like one big, huge room with the ceiling and ventilation, windows, everything.
And the next question is, what's your plan on the sewer?
The guy that came and inspected it from the state, I contacted him last week, and he gave me an estimate to upgrade the tank and everything. And he said he couldn't do it this week, but he could probably do it next week.
Which under our summary, we do have on number 5 an on-site wastewater system, so it'll be designed and constructed ensuring capacity for the 6-bedroom home. So we are at least taking that into account on that as far as a requirement. Which would have to be done before anything can be issued, right?
Yes.
Well, it have to be done before we approve.
Well, no, it's a condition that has to be done. I mean, we're here to either approve or not approve it tonight. So it's not done yet. But just like all the other projects we have, it's one of the conditions before they can issue the... Thank you. Any more questions for the applicant?
I don't have a question, but I got a motion.
Okay. Any more questions? I'll get to that in a minute. I just want to make sure we get those out of the way, at least for now. Nothing else? Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay.
My motion is on item number 7. If it's approved, I'd like to make a motion that it be limited to 10 or 12 people.
Well, okay. That would be part of our discussion, and we can make those changes then, or you can go ahead and make a motion so we can at least get some discussion with that change in there, and we can move forward from there if you want, Ray?
No, I'll just wait.
Okay. I would entertain a motion.
Well, if you really want to know where I'm at, I'd like to make a motion to deny the request.
Okay. Got a motion to deny the request and a second. Any discussion?
That will eliminate my need for item 7.
Okay.
If that motion passes.
Well, I know we don't generally do it this way, but I would prefer to have a motion to approve and then you can vote against. But that way we could add that in there in case it doesn't go that way. But
I got a motion to deny.
Okay, good enough. Motion to deny and a second. Discussion? No other discussion? Okay, hearing none, I call for the vote. All those in favor of denying the applicant, say aye. Opposed? Okay, motion does not pass.
And just to clarify, is the motion based on...
Yes, thank you very much. What is the motion based on?
Compatibility.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I forgot to add that in there. Thank you for that catch. The motion passes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's why I prefer to do... Yeah, that's all a right. whole other deal. I prefer to have a motion to accept it, and then we can not pass it, but that's all right.
I'm with you now.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'll let you deal with that next year.
Sometimes you do when it's tied.
Okay, we've got one concept tonight. Is that right? Copper Run Distillery? I think we've seen them before. Yeah. Things must be going good.
Yes.
Okay.
And since it's the concept hearing, I've just put together a few slides just showing the location, basically.
Okay.
Of this, and here's the property in question. And we've got...
It says free samples.
That is free samples.
You have free samples.
He didn't bring any with him, though, did he? Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I lost control there briefly.
Oh, no, that's... And essentially, it's a special use permit seeking approval for alcohol sales by the drink. It was approved as a distillery, but at that time, it was strictly samples.
Right.
And now we... the applicant's essentially requesting alcohol sales by the drink.
Okay, so if you could bring up everybody up to speed, because not everybody was involved in this the first time, so they already know what we have here.
Okay. Essentially, the applicant may be able to fill in the okay. blanks at this point, too, but it was essentially approved as a distillery, and which did allow, in the original approval, for sampling as well. But at this point, the applicant's seeking approval for a special use permit because per the development guidance code, it requires a special use permit for alcohol sales by the drink. And that's really what the request boils down to.
Okay. Hey, if you'd like to come on up, tell me your name again.
I'm Jim Blance.
Okay, Jim.
I'm the owner of Copper Run Distillery.
All right. And you're currently, tell us what you're doing right now.
We're creating whiskeys.
Okay.
And offering tours to the public to come and learn and see how we produce our products. We offer samples and sell the products that we produce by the bottle.
Okay.
And we're wanting to add on the retail by the drink so we can offer cocktails and the experience where people can come and sit and enjoy a nice lunch and something to drink while they're there.
Okay. And what hours do you operate under now?
From 10 to 7.
Okay.
And on Sundays from 11 to 7.
I know you got a big bonfire out there. Is that part of your deal? I know that maybe after 7. I'm just curious.
That we use for family get-togethers for Thanksgiving and that kind of thing. We don't do that for the public.
Okay, so that's not something like you have special events out there for the public where you do an 11 o'clock at night kind of deal?
That's correct.
Okay.
In regards to that, we are open to having private parties that aren't open to the public, where by reservation people could come and reserve Copper Run from 7 o'clock until midnight.
Okay, so your actual request of open hours then are longer than 7, though. I don't remember what we approved last time. I really don't recall. But that's a question that the commission will ask of you is what your operating hours are going to be, especially when it's somewhat residential. I know a lot of the homes are a long way apart, but still it's somewhat residential to there.
Yes.
So, so the only addition we're asking for is serve alcohol service by the drink.
Exactly.
And food service, too.
And food service. Mm-hmm. Okay. But similar hours.
10 to 7 are the main hours.
Okay.
I would like to, if it's possible, to also accept reservations for later hours on occasions.
Okay. I think that, isn't that something that the commission would want to know in this case, what the length of the hours may be on any occasion?
Sure.
Okay. And how many people can you accommodate in the building, and is it in the building?
It's in the building. The commercial area, in this photograph here, it's not quite updated in that we've added a front porch.
Okay.
And the front porch is 14 foot by 36. So we have room for about 25 people on the front porch.
Okay. And so you have outdoor dining, or will have. That's what you're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And also indoor.
And then inside we have room for about 50 people.
Okay. Is that your parking lot to the south that I see there? What is that, all those cars?
One, two, three, four, six. This is additional parking that we would lease from my father, who owns that land, and add parking to that area there to accommodate the extra people.
If that's the case, then doesn't that, I mean, because I don't know if he's going to have enough parking for 75 people on that parcel.
And I did have kind of the same question, and it's something that came up fairly recently, but and it's my understanding that it's your parents that own the other parcel, correct?
Yes.
But they could sell it tomorrow.
You're correct.
Not that they would, correct. But they could. So if you can't accommodate, one of the things you have to look at is what your parking minimums are and the staff can get with you on that, and if you can't accommodate them in that one parcel, then we would have to include another parcel, or we couldn't. I mean, it would be outside of our code.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
for a better understanding on my behalf, is that something that I could purchase from my father and then bring it into the commercial?
It doesn't even have to be purchased.
It just has to be in guaranteed lease agreement.
Yeah. Okay. Right. You know, or, I mean, just like you signed this, it would just be another parcel where your father would sign that and you represent them.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, however that would work. But I don't know how, with the numbers there, it doesn't look like there's enough parking to accommodate all that, and I can see where you do that. It's just we can't go outside of our code.
Sure. Sure. The area that we're talking about for parking has 3 or 4 acres there, so it could be expanded to have room for more people than we would ever
on your parcel or the next door
parcel that I'm leasing from.
Okay.
My father.
Well, then that's one of the things you'll need to get straightened out with the staff to make sure that you have enough parking spaces for what you're asking for.
Okay.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What else from the commission?
Is that a resident now? Is that built? as a resident?
It was built for commercial use.
What about the sewer system?
The sewer system has been approved, and so we have all the septic in place.
Or it's been approved for the number of people you're talking about?
I'm not sure.
That's something that we, of course, would require on our...
You'll probably have to update that.
Yeah.
If you serve food, you'll have to put in a grease trap, blah, 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 and make sure it meets county code. That has to be the only thing you'd have to...
My guess is it'd have to be improved.
Yeah.
Enlarged. For that number of people.
Right, which if it is approved by us is one of the things that we would require. We'd require, I don't know if you noticed all that tonight in the summary, letters from the health department, letter from the sewer department, all of those things would be required to make sure that you're up to date on.
Based on our request for occupancy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this going to be open year-round or is this the summertime?
Year-round.
Year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now, as you have it operating now, approximately how many people get or whatever you have there a day?
On weekends, we're really busy. We'll have 150 people come through there on a busy weekend day, like Saturday, for instance. Not that they're there all at one time. The average stay is about 30 minutes where people can come and take the tour, and we can explain the process, offer samples, and then they'll usually purchase what they want to take with them, whether it's a T-shirt or a bottle. It's a gift shop in that sense. So there's about an average of 30 minutes per customer that comes through our place.
And your distillery is within that building?
Yes. The distillery is on the lower level, and the gift shop's on the upper level. The gift shop that we would use as the retail by the drink and food service.
How do you get people to come down Day Road?
We make moonshine. they find us.
And somebody gets lost, you know where they're headed.
That goes
directing people down there.
Most people come.
Spring Road, and I built them at the house over there. That's back in the booties.
Probably come down.
176
yeah.
West is how most people
yeah.
find us.
That'd be a lot easier.
County Road.
Yeah.
Easy access.
Yeah, you're not far off of it at all.
No, just about a mile and a half. That's right. That's right.
I've got a question. The residence right there, is that your residence
Sorry.
From
yes.
there, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How you're wanting to operate till midnight for special private parties? Is that the can you zoom out? I want to see where the closest residence.
I don't know if I.
You had it a minute ago. Go back one more.
There's not.
Go back where it's way wide
out. Go back to the left.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot that's extremely
close.
Cross
the road.
Yeah, across the road there. Then you got to go farther up the road to get to the next ones. Yeah.
Probably the closest residence is Mom and Dad's house,
but
I'm a holler below.
That's right.
How often do you expect to have these special events, or how often would there be a request for that? Because there's a couple things we can look at here. We can look at just limiting the hours to 7 p.m. or whatever with X amount of special events, or just saying you can be open until midnight every night. You know, that's...
We work hard enough from 10 to 7 that I don't have plans to be open till midnight on a regular basis. It is nice to be able to offer private parties,
sure.
weddings, and that type of experience. It's not a critical part of what I'd like to do. But if it is possible, to give you an idea of frequency, once a month to be available
okay, so
for
12 to 15
parties.
Times a year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be a weekend deal?
Yes.
But 7 o'clock seems pretty early if you're
going to be serving food. Sounds like it's more of a lunch deal.
It's not really a bar setting that you would think of. It's more of a family atmosphere, a tourist destination. And then a lot of locals support us as well. So we really do all of our business from 10 o'clock until 7. So it's not a late after hours event.
Right now, kind of with the food, it's more of more snacks and things like that, isn't it? Chips and dip and that type of thing, I believe.
Yes, it wouldn't be a full kitchen. It's, baked bread and dips to eat the bread with.
Right, okay.
Pretzels and just real easy snacks. Salsa, yeah. Things that we can prepare there easily.
Right.
No 32 ounce
T-bone. No, no.
You can just go out back and get one of those. It'd be really fresh. Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Blancett?
County track.
Okay, well, we will see you. What is the date? I never know when October, November, December, you guys are off like every other day. There's a holiday.
Well, and it actually, I hate to admit it, but there actually is a holiday for this next one.
Veterans Day?
It'll fall on November 13th because of Veterans Day.
Well, that's a good one to celebrate. So, Tuesday,
okay,
November 13th, we'll need to have you here as our representative.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other old or new business?
I don't really have anything today.
Anybody else for the good of the cause? I know you don't.
Yeah. What did we talk about last time about?
Yeah, I want to bring up an issue. What do we need to do to keep us from getting in a of a gray area? Is it something with the guidance codes or something about these nightly rental special use things? Is there something we can...
You stepped on my toe.
I'm sorry, but...
I was going to bring it up.
All right. Well, you were stuck.
Go ahead.
I'm
you're
sorry.
Talking. You made me mad now.
You said it better than he could, Randy. So,
I'll agree with you, Randy.
I mean, this issue we dealt with tonight,
yeah.
We had several things that were a lot of the public. To me, I think there's a lot of issues with this particular site, and I think compatibility was one of them among the others that he brought up questions. That's the reason I didn't bring them up, because he'd already brought them up. But, I mean, we may get hit with a dozen more for the end of the year.
Exactly.
I mean, it seems to be a phase or a fad, that, and I understand people's going to want to make money. I don't want to limit that, but then...
I don't believe it's a fad. I believe that we're going to see more of them. I believe you all are going to see more of them. And like I said last week, I really, and we talked about it a little bit today in his office, that I... There needs to be, it's not easy, but there needs to be some guidelines written for. I didn't say you're going to cover everything, but it's better than covering nothing.
On this rentals like that and residential properties and stuff, those McFadden's cabins down there, I was involved in that a little bit when they were being built. They were built to rent.
Well, right.
When they were built down there, those little log cabins down there for the golf course.
And there's going to be a lot more of them. Uh-huh. And I just feel like that you need to have something on the books. That doesn't mean you're saying everything's okay everywhere it goes. It's just if you don't have anything on the books where somebody can look at it.
I just don't know how you would write anything to improve what we got right now. You just gotta buckle down and make a decision. You don't like to, but sometimes you do.
Okay, well.
It's my fault.
No, that's good. We can disagree. It wouldn't be the first time, so.
I wonder what it would take to put something in our book about this, but I think it's something that needs to be done about parking. I don't think the parking is that one half after 2 seconds or whatever it is. It's sufficient in one of these things.
That's why you need to have something specific for rentals.
I think
instead of regular houses.
There's several things you could put on paper to make it where you ain't going to have the trouble we'll probably have out of this last one. If
right.
You put it on paper, we just need to figure out what we want, and then we can kind of smidge one way or the other on the sewer or on the parking or whatever. Then you got it on paper.
That's what I'm getting at. Why can't you put a set of requirements? If you're going to nightly rental, he could have 20 people in here every night for 6 months straight. If you could book them that, it's unlikely. I mean,
right.
But then the septic system needs to be, I mean, he needs a septic system similar to a motel.
Yeah.
Or something that's got to be pumped. Some requirement there to handle that. then enough parking to coincide with that. I mean, six bedrooms, 20 people, there could be 10 vehicles. There's no way you could put 10 vehicles in that location.
Right, but there's nothing to enforce if we don't have anything written down.
That's what I'm getting
at. So I agree. We need to have something written down that's specific. Well, I think there needs to, it's not going away, and just turning our head and not looking at it, it's not going to make it go away. That doesn't mean that we write it, and we write it in a fact where we say, well, if you do this, this, and this, you have to accept it. I'm just saying that we write this and say, if the commission so chooses, these are some of the items you're going to have to meet at a minimum, and not lock, because right now our hands are tied on the parking stuff by our own code. And we all knew we should have had more parking than that, but we can't do anything about it.
Have we got anything?
I see you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Have we got anything on the sewer end of it to say there's 16 or 20 people like this last deal?
I mean,
at the end of the season, do we require them to show where they pumped it out?
Basically, this is what we've got right now. There's more or less one paragraph. And it just says it just defines it that it's a residential building structure or part thereof that may be rented for any period of time less than 30 days. And then it's really just got compliance with the local fire district, compliance with the Taney County Health Department, parking and access standards, compliance letter from the Taney County Assessor's Office. And then it's just got a kind of a broad-based one that says the Taney County Planning Commission may at their discretion impose additional conditions or stipulations that it deems necessary. But that's honestly the only thing that's in the book for nightly rental right now is really just that one paragraph.
Okay. Based on that, could we stipulate more parking based on what you just said?
You can. Yes, you can add that in.
I feel that you could, yeah.
But on the other hand, they can always appeal. This one
appeal. Oh, yeah. Oh, I guarantee it. Ray?
Well, one place we might look, Bob, is that we talked about the nights and lanes. It's my understanding that the city of Branson, and I don't know how their writing is, what the language is, but last year, the city of Branson eliminated nightly rental for residents within the city limits of Branson. They passed a resolution, as I understand it, that there be no nightly rental for residents within the city limits.
I don't know how it was came up. I remember that when it came
but
up.
But I don't know what the wording is.
Don't they have a traditional form of zoning, too, where they have like an R1?
They do.
I mean, they can make it a little more easy to do that. So
they passed a resolution.
Yeah, you're right.
Eliminate it within the city limits.
Yeah.
So we might take a look at
they
that.
They passed a resolution against it. I don't think they've completely eliminated it yet.
Well, and I'm... And, you know, there are most places it doesn't work, but there are some places where it works in the county. You know, I'm not...
Well, you come back to the compatibility. I mean, if you've got a little group of houses and they're all doing that, and we're not getting any conflict with the local residents, we don't get them showing up here against it.
Another person showed up.
But where we're starting to get a whole neighborhood.
That you know, and I mean, I talked to Bob about this today, but I went to a place up by Lake of the Ozarks, and they actually have 600 acres, and they took 40 acres right in the middle of it and put a 15-acre lake on it and put a cabin on it, and they rent it out every night. That is nightly rental. There is nobody within, it's all their property, even if it wasn't, it's 40 acres. You know, but by our definition, that is nightly rental. And if we said none are going to be approved, to me, that's an example that would be fine. You know, and there are some places on the lake that may be fine for that. There are lake cabins and people are there weekenders, but like that one, there's no way. I mean, or some of the others we've had in Poverty Point, those are pretty easy to see, but there are some others that I'm a little hesitant to say, let's just not do any of them anywhere because we're a lot broader in our geography than the city of Branson is. Plus, they have traditional zoning, and they might, I don't know how they do it, but they might say R1 or whatever within a subject. I have no idea how they do that, but
I'm not sure either.
If come back with enough parking places and sewer system and cut it down to 12 people a night, I wouldn't have nothing against it.
But you can't bring it back for a year, can he, under our regulations?
The way
it's significant, no significant change. I mean, there'd be a significant change. Right.
He made significant changes. He can.
Yeah, but I don't know if those would be significant or not. That'd be up to.
I can't even conversation.
Yeah, there's really not a time limit, honestly.
There's no time limit
between the two.
Currently,
we've had, don't you think, had one or two that brought the same thing right back at us within 30 days.
Yeah.
They threw it out because of the change.
Yeah.
Sean, don't you think the real estate companies doing a lot of this?
Yeah, do we? I don't know if we had that discussion, but yes, I feel like we need to send a letter to the Tri-Lakes Board of Realtors that says that
I do agree.
A strong letter that says these are not approved.
Yeah, that'll give them a good chuckle.
Well, it's better than nothing.
I know.
You know.
I know,
but they have a responsibility.
This thing here listed as Red Oak Lodge, he should be paying taxes on it like a motel in the county, too,
yeah.
But I'll bet you he's not.
Sure. And ultimately,
there's no way to designate that he do that and enforce
right.
it.
Well, you know, ultimately, it is up to the buyer. There's no doubt about that, to buyer beware. But
I think they're telling me that you buy this and you rent for the night and you can pay for it.
I guarantee they are. You know, you know they've been told that. And
sure.
So, but I think the very least we can do, whether we believe they're going to heed it or not, is send it. Then we can say we've sent it. We've done our part of that by reminding them that, hey, this is the... And I know we don't have to, but I think it's a good idea to do that. I'd be happy to sign that.
Okay.
Who's going to pay for the mailing? Is the county willing to do that?
Well, right now they're...
I could probably even email it to a lot of these folks, you know it.
Well, now that was...
No, I'm talking about sending it to the Board of Realtors.
Yeah.
The president of the Board of Realtors. Not every realtor in town.
Yeah.
The president of the Tri-Lakes, the Board of Realtors, or whatever they are, chairman,
yeah.
And let them distribute it to their membership.
Yeah.
You know?
So this becoming a real issue, sticky issue.
You know, to be a little proactive in that deal. What else? Yeah.
When are we going to discuss about changing? What changing? Really?
What are you talking about? Well,
we might have an out with what he just read there about manipulating the parking on these things. For sure.
I'd like it to be more clear than that, but.
Can we schedule a work session sometime just to discuss
what's it read on
that?
The sewer part of it, Bob?
Right now, it's
maybe
pretty,
clarify,
pretty open. It just says compliance with the Taney County Health Department.
So
if you got 15 or 20 people coming into a place like that, are there any way that we can ask for it to be pumped and have proof at the end of the season?
That would be not our department.
That wouldn't be. Nope. Would that be? John,
we don't have the authority.
That would be a sewer.
Yeah, that's what I think
there.
That'd be under what's his name?
Yeah, that would likely fall under.
Only thing you can do is report something like that. I mean, make a complaint. That's how we're getting all our projects anyhow.
Yeah, that's
complaint.
You're right.
But make a complaint on it, and then they go and if you turn in a complaint, then they go check it out, and if they find they're out of compliance, then they can issue out of compliance whatever. And then sometimes they do something, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
And Randy had a question about setting up a work session to discuss this.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I'll be honest, I've started drafting some regulations, but at this point I've just got them in a new set of regs. I'm drafting basically a new code book. But I mean, it's something we could discuss separately before then. I was hopeful to at least have the ability to present this thing by February.
Yeah, that's traditional. But when we work on stuff.
But I mean, there's nothing to prevent us from looking at it before then.
I won't be here. So do you all want to do that in February at your work session, or do you want to do a separate work session?
We'll do it for them.
I won't be here.
When are you leaving, Ray?
First year.
Well, then it seems like there's two choices. Either do it in February, when we generally go over that stuff, or do it before the end of the year.
But I'd be glad for y'all to have worked out the time I got.
I bet you would. we usually get our best work done when you're gone.
When are you leaving? You're going to be involved in this.
December 14th or 15th will be my last.
Let's do it for then.
Okay.
It don't, I mean, just to clarify a few points, you need to go ahead and do your book or whatever, and then we could always look at it.
So first week in December, jump out at anybody as not being a good time?
When?
First week in December, just for whatever.
What night?
You won't be able to do that?
I'm good with that.
Okay.
What night?
Well, it can be almost any night, can it?
It's a regular meeting night, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It can be during the day, but I don't think that works for some people.
No.
Is that right? Okay. So
yeah, that's true too.
It'll be on Monday because I've got first meeting. I've got two meetings. Tuesday and Thursday.
What is the date on the first Monday of the month?
The third, yeah.
And is there anything special on your calendar?
No, not on our calendar, but we would need to check the county commission's calendar to see if they're using the room.
Okay, we could use a different room and just make sure it's open to the public, though, right? And that can be open to the public because these meetings are open to the public. So
we don't have a lot of room.
I don't think we'll have a lot of folks, but
you could get advertised for Fat Daddy's. That's public.
We might have too many people then.
I was going to say most of the time you don't, but you never.
Yes, they do.
Private room.
Okay. Well, why don't we?
Says we leave one there, but not in my backyard.
Yeah. Why don't we schedule it tentatively for December 3rd?
Okay.
Well,
Monday, 6 p.m.
I think Randy's right. We need to kind of discuss it because if you think it's bad now, I'm afraid a year from now it's really going to be bad if we don't try.
Well, it's been going on a long time. It's just right now people are deciding to let us know about it.
I think
the issue of compatibility, we need to define that, give us some guidelines, what's compatible, what's not. I mean, certain areas, yeah, they're more fine.
There's a lot of difference between these two tonight.
A lot of difference. There's another one already passed in the same block.
Did you get that, Benita?
That same subject.
That's something I think we need to see.
Let's try to have it here if we can. If it's not open, let's do the conference room.
Okay.
We don't have to set up here or anything. We can do like we've done in the past and just whatever. Does that work?
It's hard for me to really feel good about giving somebody approval for something when they're already out of compliance. So that is not even.
Yep.
That's a personal feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine. I'm with you on that, Dave.
Okay. So, did everybody get that for now? I'm sure we'll be reminded between now and then, and you guys will post it we're supposed to do and make sure that's all good, because if we miss that, it's going to be February.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Make a motion to adjourn.
All right. We're adjourned.